Okay, hello. I'm Vince Blackerby, Director of Operations here at the church. Today is Thursday, June 30th, and I'll be reading from Numbers, Psalms, and Galatians again. So let's start off with Numbers. I'll be reading Numbers chapter 25. And if you remember from the last time we were reading in this book, we ended with Balak and Balaam both angry, separating, and just when you thought the problems were over for the children of Israel, they were really just beginning. And mostly they were self-inflicted problems, so we'll start with that right now. I'm going to read all of chapter 25. While Israel was staying in Shittim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women, who invited them to the sacrifices to their gods. The people ate and bowed down before these gods. So Israel joined in worshiping the Baal of Peor, and the Lord's anger burned against them. The Lord said to Moses, "Take all the leaders of these people, kill them, and expose them in broad daylight before the Lord, so that the Lord's fierce anger may turn away from Israel." So Moses said to Israel's judges, "Each of you must put to death those of your men who have joined in worshiping with Baal of Peor." And we'll find later in this chapter that their deaths came mainly from a form of a plague. Verse 6. Then an Israelite man brought to his family a Midianite woman right before the eyes of Moses. Now, the Midianite woman, the Midianites were really nomadic in nature, so there were a bunch of Midianites in amongst the Moabites, so that's why that she is there again. Then an Israelite man brought to his family a Midianite woman right before the eyes of Moses and the whole assembly of Israel while they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Then Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this. He left the assembly, took a spear in his hand, and followed the Israelite into the tent. He drove the spear through both of them, through the Israelite and into the woman's body. Then the plague against the Israelites was stopped. But those who died in the plague numbered 24,000. The Lord said to Moses, "Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned my anger away from the Israelites, for he was as zealous as I am for my honor among them, so that in my zeal I did not put an end to them. Therefore tell him I am making my covenant of peace with him. He and his descendants will have a covenant of a lasting priesthood, because he was zealous for the honor of his God and made atonement for the Israelites." The name of the Israelite who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zimri, son of Salu, the leader of Simeonite family. And the name of the Midianite woman who was put to death was Cozbi, daughter of Zur, a tribal chief of a Midianite family. The Lord said to Moses, "Treat the Midianites as enemies and kill them, because they treated you as enemies when they deceived you in the affair of Peor and their sister Cozbi, the daughter of a Midianite leader, the woman who was killed when the plague came as a result of Peor." We're going to read now from the Psalms, Psalm 34. This is a praise psalm for the Lord in answering for deliverance and answer to prayers. It's in four parts. The first part is a praise section, verse 1. "I will extol the Lord at all times, his praise, and always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them." The next part is more of an instruction part. Verse 8, "Taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The third part is more of an assurance that the Lord hears prayers. Verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And the last part is assurance of deliverance for the righteousness. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. Our next reading is from Galatians. It's chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. And it follows up from earlier in chapter 5, actually chapter 6, where they're emphasizing more of Old Testament laws versus the grace in believers through Christ's resurrection. So this sort of drives at the end of this verse, and this will finish the book of Galatians for this reading. It drives home the fact of the Old Testament versus the resurrection grace. Verse 11. See what large letters I use as I write to you with my own hand. Those who want to make a good impression outwardly are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not even those who are circumcised obey the law, yet they want you to be circumcised that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is new creation. Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, even to the Israel of God. Finally, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. So that concludes today's. Let's have a word of prayer in closing. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for all that you do for us. I hope we don't take for granted all that you bless us with, because our blessings are so full and so numerous. Lord, we thank you for this day. We ask that you continue to open our hearts to your word and understand it. And we ask that you be with us as we continue this day and forgive us for our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.